This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today is National Unity Day. Every year on 31st October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder of his efforts to unite the diverse princely states into a single nation and fosters a spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will offer floral tribute at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, which will be followed by Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. He will administer the Ekta Divas pledge and witness Ekta Divas parade, which will comprise of 16 marching contingents from 9 states and 1 UT police, 4 Central Armed Police Force, NCC and a marching band. Special attractions include Hell March contingent of NSG, Daredevil show by BSF and CRPF women and men bikers, a show on combination of Indian martial arts by BSF, piped band show by school children and Surya Kiran flypast by the Indian Air Force. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. In the morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate Sri Gopalananda Swami Yatrik Bhavan at the famous Kashtabhanjan Hanumanji Temple in Salangpur, located in Botad. Built at a cost of 200 crore rupees, the new guest house will be equipped with state-of-the-art facilities and will have 1,100 rooms. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state's largest waste-to-energy plant at the Pirana Waste Dumping Site in Ahmedabad. Built at a cost of 375 crore rupees on PPP model, the plant has the capacity to generate 15 megawatt of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said, "The speed of execution is breathtaking, from foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years." He said this is a clear manifestation of a new work culture and the capabilities of the people of India. The Prime Minister also listed several accomplishments in the defence sector. He said defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. Defence exports have skyrocketed from 1,000 crore rupees in 2014 to 21,000 crore rupees today. Mr. Modi said more than 12,300 items have been indigenised in just 3 years. Over 7,500 crore rupees invested in domestic vendors by defence public sector undertakings. He said 25% of defence research and development budget dedicated to industry-led innovation. The Prime Minister said the complete defence ecosystem is being transformed. He said indigenous warships patrolling the waters, made in India missiles, strengthening the deterrence and domestically produced bulletproof jackets protecting the soldiers. Government has notified additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners due from 1st July this year. Union Cabinet has approved 3% additional installment of dearness allowance and dearness relief to central government employees and pensioners. Central government pensioners or family pensioners will become entitled to higher amount of dearness allowance and dearness relief from the existing rate of 50% to 53% of the basic pension or family pension. Festival of Lights Deepavali is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Deepavali. In Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Germany, Indian shuttlers Ayush Shetty, Satish Kumar Karunakaran advanced to the men's singles pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.